It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW. North Posey football, all season long, is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, Expressway Jeep, Crane Credit Union, Holders Furniture, Expressway Chevrolet, JT's Hardware, Mix Industrial, Smith Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Coaches Show is hosted by Straw Scoops at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville. And now here's your host, Jordan Fisher.
Good evening and welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville, alongside head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher. Coach, thanks again for joining us once again as we're all of a sudden here going into the final week of the regular season. Pretty crazy how fast this football season moves along.
Yeah, it seems like we were just starting back in August, and to look at, you know, the sectional draw came out last night, and be at week 9, man, this thing flies by. And that's kind of the message we've told our kids this week is, you know, don't take it for granted, because, you know, it's your senior, you know, a lot of these guys are seniors, and it'll be gone before you know it, and it definitely has flown by this year.
So we will talk about it a little bit here in the future segment of this coach's show, but you guys drew South Vermillion, an 8-0 team up in Clinton, Indiana. It'll be a nice little drive on that Friday or Saturday night, depending on when you guys set that game. But let's talk about the most recent outcome, which I think obviously wasn't a great one, one you're probably not super thrilled with, but going to Southridge, and you end up dropping that game 42-0. But I thought after the first quarter, I actually turned to Chris off the air and said, I think this could be like a slobber knocker, like a 7-3 type of game. And it just kind of felt like the game got a little bit away from you guys.
Yeah, we knew coming in we were pretty thin with some injuries that we had. And, you know, we thought they would come out and try to knock us out early. So we were really, you know, we were happy to be in the game there in the first quarter. I think it was 0-0 the first quarter, mm-hmm. at the end of the first quarter. And, you know, we didn't play well. We didn't prepare well this week. You know, you can chalk it up to 100 different things. We didn't handle a distraction, a fall break very well. You know, and that's across the board. And you know, when you don't prepare well for a good team like Southridge, and you kind of open yourself up to that kind of night, and we our timing was off. You're playing for a conference championship game essentially. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you felt like you were at a funeral on the sideline. It was quiet down there. You know, our guys just didn't seem into it. But again, they're high school kids, and you know, when they're trying to fight through what is a week off for everybody else, and feeling a little sorry for themselves because they've had to be at football practice all week, and you know, it's just part of it. So we didn't manage that very well as a staff. We didn't manage it very well as players. But you live and learn, and you move on, and you get prepared for a really good bike center team.
And I think that's an element that people don't really think of, especially from the coaching perspective, is that these kids are kids, and they're off school for an entire week, and they want to hang out with their friends. They want to go to the fall festival and all these other things, and that creates challenges for you and the rest of the coaching staff.
Yeah, and you know, if I had it my way, we would have a fall break. And you know, I don't say that because I don't think, you know, people need some time off. I get it. But the way we handle this is you have a fall break right in the middle, mm-hmm. of the busiest time for our athletes.
And you don't get like a bye week where you don't have a game.
Yeah, so our fall coaches don't get any time off. Our fall athletes don't get anything off. I mean, you know, our soccer team's competing for a sectional championship last week, and it's in the middle of fall break. Mm-hmm. You know, so the crowds aren't what they need to be. And, you know, we had a tennis team play for a regional last week, and they're battling that. So I just don't like it. I don't think it's good for our kids. I don't think it's good for our athletes. You know, spring break's different. You get into spring break, nobody's playing games yet. It's not right in the peak of your season, the most important time. And, you know, if I could change it, I would, but obviously I can't. So we'll come up with a better plan of how to approach it, you know, next year.
Well, and that's a good point, too, with spring break. That's right there after basketball before you get into all the spring sports of track and baseball, yeah. and softball. So that is a fantastic point.
You know, we've been fortunate the last couple of years. It's been after the Southridge game. Mm-hmm. Then it's fall break. And you know, when you're not playing for a conference title, you can give the kids an extra day off, things like that. But when you're trying to prepare for, you know, what was essentially a conference championship game, you know, you can't give them time off. And that kind of bit us.
Yeah, so one thing, whenever I was calling the game with Chris on Friday and, of course, watching it as well, I've really felt like the trenches was the area where Southridge really won that game. Felt like there was a couple times where the Raiders only rushed three and still got pressure on Carter. And I really don't fault Carter for a couple of those interceptions. There was one where you guys were trying to set up a double move, and he just got rid of it just to avoid a sack. But just your general thoughts on the offensive defensive line play.
Yeah, we knew going in. I talked to our guys before the game, and we knew it was going to be won or lost in the trenches. And, you know, we were without Gavin, without Trace, and that didn't help us. But I feel like those guys that we put in there gave us everything they had. You know, Kylan Brown gave us some time down there. We just moved him down there because we were essentially out of bodies. And, you know, Kylan's been playing outside linebacker for us, and we thought, okay, he's an athlete. He's got some strength. He'll give us some depth. Isaac Lewis went down there and was playing both ways. And, you know, Brandon Courts is a kid that just kind of started getting himself into the lineup. And when you're kind of new to varsity football, and you got to go in there and play Southridge, and the way they execute, and how physical they are, and how tenacious they are up front. I mean, it's an eye-opening experience, and I hope that experience helps us down the road, though, because I mean, it's helping us develop a little bit of depth. You know, when we do get Gavin back, we do get Trace back. We've got some other guys now going into the tournament that have some game experience. But, yeah, it was definitely one in the trenches. Our O-line didn't play very well. We went over a lot of things today in the film session, and we tend to take a different approach when we're playing Southridge or Heritage Hills. It's like we feel like we gotta come off the ball harder or lower or something, and it really has it affects our fundamentals. Our feet were just so out of whack when you break it down on film. And what you really need to do against those better opponents is make sure your fundamentals are right and just kind of do what you do and trust what you do. And we didn't do that, but like I said, I mean, a lot of times your best lessons are learned from a good butt-whooping, and we got one, and I think we'll be better going forward for it.
Well, we've talked about it before. Of course, you want to win every game during the regular season, but really at the end of the day, sectionals are when it matters the most. Now you've had two times this year where you said, you know, kind of got your butt kicked a little bit against Heritage Hills and Southridge. It's that case where you just kind of watch the film, you learn from it, and you move on from it because you've got Pike Central coming up this week and then sectionals starting immediately after that.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the outcome is a little deceiving. You know, you can go and we could not execute very well against Tecumseh this year, which we didn't. But the outcome is, oh, man, they beat them 48-0 or 49-0. Well, those things show up really, really bad when you don't execute. So, you know, it's more about focusing on the process and the outcome. And sometimes you play your best football, get some really good teams, and maybe you don't have the outcome, but the process was better. So for us, that's what we try to refocus on today. Let's get back to, you know, just focusing on each play, focus on the process. And, you know, the outcome will take care of itself. And, you know, the fortunate thing for us is, you know, Heritage Hills and Southridge aren't 2A teams. We feel like the teams that we're going to be seeing in the tournament, seeing Friday night, are teams that we match up with a lot better. And hopefully, I know some teams kind of dodge these bigger schools, these more talented schools. Hopefully by us going to see that kind of talent, that helps us prepare for what we want to do is make a deep run in the tournament.
Well, it makes you battle-tested, and that's always the goal, is to make that deep run. One quick question on an update on Brennan Butcher. He went down with an injury, clearly didn't look that great. Friends with his mom on Facebook, so yeah. I know a little bit about the details, but safe to say his season, is it probably over?
He's going to get an MRI later this week, but, I mean, you know, they were able to – he kind of dislocated his kneecap, and they were able to get that back in. We really won't know if there was any torn, anything like that, but, you know, I hate it for the kid because Brendan's such a great kid, and he's been through so many things with injuries and some health scares that he's had, and he's battled through all that stuff, and he's kept a positive attitude, and you know, he was out there today, you know, on crutches, and he's just a great kid, and you know, we wish him the best, and he's going to continue to be a big part of this program. We hopefully we can make a deep enough run to get him back at some point this year, but you know, right now it's just kind of up in the air.
So we'll have to wait and see on Brennan Butcher's status. Also, you had mentioned getting Gavin and Trace back somewhat soon, so hopefully those days coming sooner rather than later for those two. We're going to step away for a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about week number 9 because they have the Pike Central Chargers coming to town, and then also it's senior night and homecoming night at Joe Jingleball Field. Don't go anywhere. The North Posey Football Coaches Show live from Straw Scoops continues after this break.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Ram announces the best offers of the year. Get 25% off remaining new 2024 Ram 1500. Like a loaded 24 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Now $44,673, save over $14,000. Get 15% off a loaded new 2025 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Only $519 per month. Zero down, sign and drive. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, 245 dot fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details. Excludes previous offers. 25 Ram, 42 month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Zero down, must finance. West Atlanta's finance. With a free credit includes two coupons.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
It's Holder's Furniture's annual fall sale and 150th anniversary all rolled into one big event. Holder's is exploding with more Lazy Boy selection than ever before. Chairs start at $349 and up. Sofas at $999 and up. Queen Restonic mattress $599 and up. Plus, choose an adjustable base. Flex deal for a limited time, 10 to 30% off. It's the sale of sales and it's only the beginning. Holder's Furniture, Owensville. Love the lazy.
It's truck season, and we have something to howl about at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,500 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $24,990. For a wicked good deal, shop ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 and newer vehicles. Owner loyalty may apply, 0% for 36 months, and no payments for 90 days must be financed through GMF. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're craving something to please your sweet tooth, think Straw Scoops.
Straw Scoops is open at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville. Stop by and try the delicious selection of ice creams. You can get it in a bowl, on a cone, sundaes and milkshakes, and even slushies. It's all at Straw Scoops. Open Monday through Saturday from noon until 9 o'clock, and Sunday from 1 until 9. Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville. They've still got their fall flavors. They also have a new slushy flavor if you're into slushies. They call it Berry Blue. Apparently it's very good. So might have to try that one out after the coaches show here. But here with head coach Waylon Shank, I'm Jordan Fisher. And we just got done talking about the Southridge Raiders game in Week 8. Now you move and turn your attention to the Pike Central Chargers in Week 9, which Pike Central vastly improved from last season. Last year you guys went up there and won handily. I believe it was 70-0 in that game. But Pike Central this season, they are 3-5 on the year and certainly have seemed to take a second-year leap under head coach J.J. Howald. And they are led by a couple different players. Their quarterback, Meadows, and then the running back Boyd. Matthew Meadows is the senior quarterback for them. Certainly, I think those two are the main focus for you guys defensively.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Boyd's closing in on 1,000 yards, and you know what stood out watching film is he ran a wheel route out against Tell City. He ran a wheel out of the backfield and outran one of the Terry boys down the sideline. And I thought, oh, this kid can definitely scoot. And very athletic kid. Like I said, the Meadows kid throws a good ball. Pretty athletic himself. He can run the ball as well as throw it. So they got a really good 1-2 punch right now. They're playing a lot better. Coach Holwald doing a great job. Young guy up there that I think Pike has found a guy that really wants to be there and wants to help try to turn that program around. And, I mean, they've been competitive. You know, they made a few mistakes on special teams. Otherwise, they probably beat Forest Park. They knocked off, like I said, a good Tell City team. They've been in other games. So, you know, it's not going to be easy for us, especially if we're down some guys. I mean, we're going to have to grind out one, and hopefully, you know, our guys can get excited. We get, you know, we get kind of back in a routine. We got homecoming. We got senior night. A lot of things going on at Joe Jingleball Field. And, you know, our guys have really thrived off that home crowd the last couple of years. So hopefully we can do that again this year.
Does that combo of Meadows and Boyd remind you at all last season of what you kind of had in Liam Stone and Jed Galvin?
Yeah. I mean, they play the same type of style. You know, they're probably not as good up front as we were last year, and that really helped. But Meadows is not as good as an athlete as Liam, but he's definitely a very capable runner, capable thrower. And like I said, the Boyd kid, he can run the ball. I mean, he's as good as any back we've seen this year. So we're going to have our hands full. And, you know, I think sometimes people see, oh, it's Pike Central, and, you know, they've been down. But they got a good thing going right now. I know they're excited about their sectional draw. They think they can play deep into the postseason with the draw they got, and they're right. And if we don't show up and give a good effort, you know, we're going to be disappointed on Friday night.
Do you think that would also play into maybe Pike Central playing a little bit more up in this week number 9 matchup, knowing that they have a pretty good draw in sectionals, and there's a chance they could play, you know, into, you know, mid November?
Oh yeah, I mean, they're looking at that, and I think, you know, for them, they're kind of staring down the barrel of, hey, if we put a little run together here, we can have a winning record, and that's a big deal for them. And that's a, you know, that's a program changing thing for them. And I know Coach Holwald's looking for something to build on, and that can do it. I mean, it you know, I kind of went through the same process when I was at Princeton. You know, you got to find something you can hang your hat on for a program to get kids excited, not just for, you know, the tournament run, but next year. And if you could start, hey guys, we had a winning season, we knocked off a good program at the end of the year. They're looking for something, you know, kind of a statement win for their program, and we got to make sure we're not that statement win.
So now let's talk about that week 9 matchup a little bit more as far as off the field goes. You guys will be doing senior night. You guys will be doing the homecoming festivities that got quite literally rained out in week 6. So what's that going to kind of look like as far as the structure of that goes?
And it's going to be a full night, and the game starts at 6:30, so that makes it more challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to do the homecoming. I think the homecoming ceremony at 5:25 is when that's going to start. You know, they're going to have the float parade, which we've done for the last several years now. They'll do the ceremony right at 5:25. They'll give us opportunity to warm up. You know, we got a bunch of seniors that are going to get recognized, but we need to get our warm up in. So as soon as the homecoming ceremony is, we'll get the warm up in. At 6:10, we're going to do senior night for football and our cheer team, and then we'll play the game at halftime. We're going to do senior night for some other programs, band, our tennis team, and our cross country team are going to do. To try to get everything in mm-hmm. in a limited time. So it's going to be a full night of different celebrations, different recognitions for different programs. And, you know, it'll be fun. They're also doing the food festival, the Viking Food Fest that has started to go with our homecoming ceremony. So I think we've got 10 or 12 programs. They're going to have different kind of things they're selling that they've created as a fundraiser for their program. So a lot of different things going on Friday night.
Well, that's a good thing, I think, but also probably thinking, man, we kind of wish got this in week six. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I love the homecoming. I love the support. I love all of it is. But if you let it be a distraction, it will be. I think we learned our lesson last week on how to better manage distractions. So I think our guys will be focused in this week.
Well, let's take one more break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the sectional draw and kind of look ahead to that. I know you guys will have week 9 coming up, but of course week 10, that's a big week of the season every single year. So don't go anywhere. The Coach's Show live from Straw Scoops continues from Poseyville right after this.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When you're craving something to please your sweet tooth, think Straw Scoops.
Straw Scoops is open at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville. Stop by and try the delicious selection of ice creams. You can get it in a bowl, on a cone, sundaes and milkshakes, and even slushies. It's all at Straw Scoops. Open Monday through Saturday from noon until 9 o'clock, and Sunday from 1 until 9. Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Are your insurance prices going through the roof? Then give us a call today at SOS Insurance Agency and get a free no-obligation quote for your auto, home, or business. With a wide selection of carriers, we can find the right coverage at the right price. That's SOS Insurance Agency, 812-247-0941. Give us a call today. Your bank account will be better off, and you will have a better peace of mind knowing that you have the right coverage. From SOS Insurance Agency.
When you're craving something to please your sweet tooth, think Straw Scoops.
Straw Scoops is open at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Stop by and try the delicious selection of ice creams. You can get it in a bowl, on a cone, sundaes and milkshakes, and even slushies. It's all at Straw's Scoops. Open Monday through Saturday from noon until 9 o'clock, and Sunday from 1 until 9. Straw's Scoops, on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw's Scoops here on 98.9 WPIW, along with head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher, and for our final segment, we're going to touch on what happened on Sunday, or yesterday specifically. South Vermillion is your guys' opponent in the sectional draw for the new sectional 39. In case you are listening and you're not familiar with what happened, there was a reclassification. North Posey used to be in sectional 40, moves to sectional 39. A couple familiar team names. Pike Central will be in there. Of course, you're going to see the Chargers Friday night. And then Linton Stockton is also in the sectional, but other teams kind of spread throughout. You can call it Southern Indiana. Some of them are Central Indiana. South Vermillion, Brown County, Mitchell, Greencastle, and Sullivan are the other five teams in the sectional that I hadn't mentioned yet. So a little bit more of an expanded sectional travel-wise, but you guys get to make the trip to Clinton, Indiana in a couple weekends and take on South Vermillion for, I would assume, the first time in school history?
Yeah, I looked at that yesterday. I don't think we've ever played them in school history, and you know, I honestly had no idea where Clinton, Indiana was until I looked it up on the map once I saw we drew them. But, you know, it's going to be a tough road trip, you know, for people who don't know anything about South Vermillion. They're 8-0 right now. They're sure to be 9-0. Their week 9 opponent's not going to give them much of a game. You know, they're 5th in the coaches poll right now. So, you know, they're going to be a formidable opponent. Luckily, our core group of guys are road tested. We've went and won at Triton Central on the road last year, and we've played in some pretty tough atmosphere. So hopefully that experience will help us as we try to navigate through this sectional.
And we were talking about it a little bit off the air, but they've got a quarterback. I think his name's like Dalton Garzolini or something like that.
Yep.
Dominic Garzolini, excuse me. But he's throwing for 2,200 yards, 35 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. They do like to pass the ball quite a bit. A little bit of a different style than what you guys normally see throughout the season with so many run-heavy teams. But you were saying that they still kind of keep everything a little bit close to the line of scrimmage for the most part.
Yeah, you know, they throw a lot of bubble screen, stand-up screen, wide receiver jailbreak screen type things. And then they'll pump fake and go deep. You know, we've been fortunate to get our hands on a bunch of film already and have already started that process of looking at them. But, you know, it's kind of neat. You go play some teams you haven't seen before and travel to some programs and see what small-town football looks like in other places. And, you know, so we're looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, it's a completely different sectional for us, but at the same time presents a lot of challenges. You know, not just the travel, but like you said, I think in the coaches' poll that came out about an hour ago, South Vermillion's ranked 5th and Linton's ranked 6th. You know, both schools are ranked ahead of us. And, you know, it's definitely going to be – I think sometimes people say, well, Modern Day's out of the sectional now, and – well, there's other really good 2A programs that you know are gonna be formidable opponents as we go through. But we're looking forward to the opportunity. I think the way the Indiana does their state tournament, where everybody gets a shot. You know, you start 0-0 there once the regular season ends, and everybody gets a shot in the tournament. I think that's the way to do it, and hopefully our guys take advantage of this opportunity.
Of course, you mentioned Linton Stockton because they are the game below you guys in the bracket. They'll be taking on Sullivan, hosting Sullivan in the opening round game for them. Of course, if you guys win and Linton Stockton wins, then that means you would host that semifinal matchup against Linton Stockton. And then should you win that game, you'll also host the championship game. So certainly not a bad path. You get one really long road trip, but if you take care of business the way through, you guys should be, you would think, at least hosting the next two games. If Sullivan beats Linton Stockton, I think there'd be a little bit of an upset there. That would, of course, change things a little bit then. But I think you guys got a pretty good draw, I think, all things considered.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there was a good or a bad draw in this, you know, with especially not knowing a whole lot. You know, the only bad part of your draw is how far you're going to have to drive. And our sectional is so spread out right now that we knew that was going to be part of it. So, you know, I've been here. This is my 8th year at North Posey, and we've had one home opener in the sectional in 8 years. So we've kind of gotten used to going on the road week one, and I think we've only played 3 home sectional games since I've been here. So hopefully we can get through South Vermilion and be able to host a couple games. We love playing at home. It's such a great environment, such a great setup that we've been blessed to have. So looking forward to hopefully getting back home and playing in front of our home crowd again.
So that's going to do it here from the North Posey Football Coaches Show. Of course, Friday night, you guys will be playing Pike Central. Kickoff at 6:30 Central Time. We already ran through the schedule. Homecoming, senior night festivities, both before, probably during the game somehow. Yeah. It's going to be all over the place. It should be a nice, fun crowd, though, and a good time with the Pike Central Chargers coming into town. If you can't make it to the game, you can join myself and Chris Moreland on the call. We'll be on the air about 6:15 Central Time, with kickoff being at 6:30. But I encourage everyone to try to get down to Joe Jingle Ball Field. You had mentioned there's a bunch of fundraisers going on. Help those different programs and help them raise their different money, because it at the end of the day, it matters to everybody. It's Absolutely. Not just a football team or anything like that. One final point. You had mentioned this volleyball sectional starts tomorrow as well, correct?
5:30 at South Spencer.
So there you go. If you want to go support the volleyball team, 5:30 at South Spencer is the place to be tomorrow night. Thanks, Coach, for joining us once again, and good luck again this week against
Thanks
Pike
for
Central.
Having us.
This will do it for the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again on Friday night.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW. North Posey football all season long is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, Expressway Jeep, Crane Credit Union, Holder's Furniture, Expressway Chevrolet, JT's Hardware, Nick's Industrial, Smith Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Coach's Show is hosted by Straw Scoops. Follow the North Posey Vikings all season long on 98.9 WPIW, your home for the Vikings.